What else have you been reading? We were just talking, weren't we, off air? I was like, well, I've still not managed to read anything. I've just, since I've had become a mother, I just haven't read any. I look at books and I'm like, oh, I really must pick it up.
The thing about reading is, no matter how fast or how many you read, there are always more to read.
Yeah.
You're never going to beat that pile.
I know.
So give yourself a break. And when you do pick a book up, you know, enjoy it and don't feel obliged to read one too heavy.
Are you a big reader?
I'm a huge reader.
Are you?
I love reading. Mm. And sorry, Siobhan, but my children didn't stop me. There's a picture of me fast asleep on the sofa with my baby laying across me with a book on top of a baby. So
oh, really?
I've been trying to read while she was feeding them and just giving it up.
Oh, good for you.
But yeah, nothing stops me. I've just bought a new Kindle and just moved house. So my bookcase is full capacity and my Kindle is getting there as well. So
really?
There's always a book to read in my house. Yeah.
Are you one of these people that has multiple books on the go at the same time?
I did try that. And I had an upstairs book and a downstairs book.
Did you?
Yeah, I was trying to, because I thought that way I won't have to run up and down the stairs when I want my book. So I tried to keep it, my downstairs something factual, like a biography or something similar.
Right.
And upstairs something fictional, rewarding, that I can read just before I go to sleep.
Bed, yeah.
And it was quite a good idea, but then I'd get into one book more than the other and it all just gave up the ghost. So now I just stick to one, enjoy it, and that's it.
Mm.
But I have started giving up books. I'm getting to an age now where I think, okay, if this isn't really grabbing me, I'm not going to continue.
Oh, yeah. I did that. I started that a while ago because I would always, I love the idea of books and just would buy lots of them because I so love the idea about reading them more than I actually enjoyed reading them.
Yeah.
And I'd kind of persevere and I wouldn't really like it. And
no.
And then, yeah, I was like, right,
What's the point?
And I'm really, even at the first few pages.
Yeah.
There's a few, and then, of course, everyone says, oh, it's brilliant. If you persevere, you'll really like it. No.
What's the point?
No.
If you're not enjoying it,
put it down.
Put it down.
Yes, I'm with you on that one, Leslie.
So there are a few I have really enjoyed lately, I have to say. And I read quite a lot for my book club as well. I'm in a book club. So
oh, right.
Glutton for punishment.
Do you find that their book club, because the other lady we had on last week's part of a book club, and it sounds like they're a really great way to get, you know, either get yourself back into reading or get yourself, aware of
you
new
have
books.
To, they're all very different. You get some book clubs that focus on female authors, some that say we're going to be very highbrow and literary about this. And I'm not like that. I'd like to enjoy my book, you know. And our book club, I'm very keen to get us all recommending books the others wouldn't necessarily read.
Mm.
So I have found myself reading books I'd never have picked up off the shelf and really enjoying them. And that's the point.
Mm.
It gets you out of your comfort zone. Maybe read a book. You might find at the end of a book, actually, I hated it. But that leads to a good discussion as well.
Mm.
So it's really good. You can read a book knowing that you're going to talk about it with someone else who might love it and have some sort of debate. Not an argument, it's just a difference of opinion.
Yeah, and it can change the way or give you different insights into the book.
Definitely.
I would definitely agree with you on that as well, Leslie, because I think for me, book recommendations are the best thing.
I think you walk into
a bookshop and you are just overwhelmed, I think. And what do? You go for the cover that you like, or you obviously if you maybe want to for the bestseller, the number one bestseller, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to like it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And yeah, covers, you know, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but
yes,
they're so important. They are so important because they're, especially for new readers or someone who is just looking for a different book to read, that's what gets your attention. That's what grabs it off the shelf, because sometimes a blurb at the back isn't enough and you just want to get a feel of a book.
Mm.
So
what else? What are you reading next?
Well, I'm at the moment in the middle of Wolf Hall. Finally, I've picked
up
my
Hilary Mantel.
Hilary Mantel. I'm really enjoying it, I have to say.
Did that win the Booker Prize in
2009, and it's taken me all this time to finally read it to get a space in my diary big enough, because it's quite a hefty tome.
I think she's got another one out.
Yes, Bring Up the Bodies.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought I really want to give Wolf Hall a go, because I am fascinated by the Tudors and I do find it very interesting. I've had friends not being so enamoured with it, but at the moment I'm loving it.
Mm.
And I'm loving it if I can have something next to me that I can look up the names and just get my facts right, because there are a lot of Thomases, you know, there's Thomas Wolsey, Cromwell, and so on, and you think, now who are you?
Yeah.
And I do find it easy to look at the Tudors HBO series so I know who's who, and that makes it easier. But yes, I'm enjoying that, so I'm looking forward to Bring Up the Bodies.
Right.
Definitely. But one I recently read was called Crimson China. Again, it's not a new book. It's by Betsy Tobin, and it's based on the tragic Chinese cockle pickers at Morecambe Bay. A few years ago in the UK, in the north, there was a terrible drowning incident where they had some immigrant Chinese cockle pickers. And yes, they were drowned. They went out in rough weather. They shouldn't have been out there, but they're run by these what they call snakehead gangs from China, who bring in these illegal immigrants to do the job that they need doing, working for terrible conditions, terrible pay. And it's based on that. And it's about someone who actually survives the incident, but pretends he's dead, and that he was one of the dead cockle pickers. So that's, I'd say that's a good read.
Right,
that's
okay.
An interesting read.
Mm. Gosh, the time has run away with us already, Leslie.
Oh no!
I know. Well, thank you so much. Well, three great recommendations there. As we said, we've got the one to give away. Brigitte, congratulations to you. I picked you to win the Red House. That is by Mark Haddon. So I hope you read it, and I hope you enjoy it. Let us know, Brigitte, if you do enjoy it. And then, of course, Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel. And then the Cocklepickers.
Yes,
I know. A great little name, isn't it? Is one of your other recommendations as well. Thanks, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Is that an upstairs or a downstairs book?
Upstairs, yeah.
I hope you get better.
Thank you, and you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the programme.
My pleasure,
today.
Anytime.
Leslie Cully there. And thank you, everyone, for joining the programme as well, and for your text messages. It's been lovely to hear from everybody.